exemplary house. Facing us now is the so-called exemplary house. The exemplary house was built in 1893 as the first cottage villa by the head architect of the Viennese Cottage Association, Karl Ritter von Borkowski, and was intended to serve as an example for all subsequent buildings in this quarter. The quarter we are currently in is one of the most important constructions of its kind in the whole of Lower Austria. The idea of the town expansion was to create a middle-class residential neighbourhood with single and multiple family dwellings and large gardens. I must say that conscious self-presentation as middle-class seems like a strange idea to me. It was planned to regulate the growth of the town. And what did we get out of it? The foundation for sprawling stretches of single-family houses had been laid without appropriate open and free spaces around the historic market town centre. The model for this was the urban expansion of Vienna and St. Pölten, which was of course linked to the newly built railway lines. Whereas the buildings like the exemplary house were standardised, there were also individual designs like the Lorshaus we looked at before, and the house with studio designed by the academic painter Blauensteiner.